So there are a few things that we all have in common. All of us, every single one of us in the room, every single person who's alive on the planet, a few things that we all have in common. We all have desires. Maybe those desires are different. But we all have desires. We all have dreams. We all have things that we hope will happen, whether for ourselves or in the world. We've all laughed. We've all cried. And one thing that's very, very apparent, no matter who you are, is that we all have parents. We all have parents. Some of those parents have been good and godly, and they've taught us to know Christ and to how to follow Christ, they've trained us to come to church and to rest in Jesus for our salvation. But other parents haven't been so great. And other parents, you might say, were downright ungodly and bad and evil. Our passage we're talking about this morning is, children, obey your parents. You know, we can't control the type of parents that we're given. We can't control the situation that we're born into. But no matter what situation that we're born into, no matter what kind of parents we have or had, we're all given the same command. Children, obey your parents. No matter what kind of parents we've had, God tells us to respond in a godly way. See, what the Bible is saying is that godly children will seek to honor and obey, even obey, the parents that God gave them. And in doing so, glorify God. We're going to read Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. It says this, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, because this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may have a long life in the land. Fathers, don't stir up anger in your children, but bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." Let's pray together. Father, you are our Father. No matter what kind of other parents we've had, we are your children. As we trust in Jesus, as we seek to follow you, as we look to you as our God, as our Lord, as our Father, I pray that as we understand this text today, that we wouldn't think primarily about the parents that we have, but how you've given us a command to respond to you, to obey you. Help us to be faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we sometimes say that honoring your parents does not mean the same thing as obeying your parents. So that might help us to reconcile this a little bit. And that's true. If your parents, for example, teach you to sin, whether by example or even by sometimes command. I've heard of stories where where parents have told their children to steal for them. So whether by example or by command, if your parents tell you to sin or teach you to sin, don't do that. You shouldn't obey them. You should obey God rather than man. The Bible's clear about this in other ways, not just in talking about in this passage, but we're called to obey God first, obey God and please the Lord. But even in that situation where maybe you didn't have most godly parents, you can still honor them. You can still honor them. If these are different commands, you can still honor them by being thankful how they've given you life. I mean, like I said from the beginning, we all have this in common, right? The very fact that you're here, I'm here, means that we had parents that brought us into this world. I don't know if my mom ever said this to me or not, but I brought you into this world, I can take you out of it. You heard that before? I don't think my mom's said that, but I've heard that phrase before, right? But even in the situation where you don't have the most godly parents, you can still honor them. You can still honor them by being thankful that they brought you into this world. You can honor them in many cases, even for how they provided for you. Maybe that provision was few and far between. What comes to mind is the story that Corrie Ten Boom told about the fleas in the concentration camp. So her sister told her to give thanks in all circumstances, and she said, "How can I possibly give thanks for the fleas?" And it was revealed later that the reason they could have so much privacy in their part of the camp was because of the fleas, the guards didn't want to come around so much. So she finally could say, I give thanks for the fleas. So maybe in the same kind of way, you might be able to give thanks for how your parents provided for you, even if it wasn't the best. But this passage actually goes beyond just honoring, just being thankful for, but actually tells us that we should obey our parents. So honoring and obeying aren't necessarily the same thing, according to this passage. Honoring and obeying are two different things. We're going to talk about both of these things. But honoring and obeying godly parents is hard enough, right? But how can we honor and obey our parents when we didn't have the best parents? Or maybe you didn't have the best parents. What does it mean to honor and obey? Well, at first, the command to obey seems quite simple. Verse 1 says, "Children, obey your parents." But it doesn't stop there. It says, "Obey your parents in the Lord, because this is right." So notice from the very beginning, it's not just a blind obedience to your parents, right? It's not just a merely do everything that they say, even if it's sinful. That's not what it's saying. It's saying, obey your parents in the Lord. Obey your parents. So children are called to obey, but this is not an unconditional command, because we have a higher authority. We all have a higher authority even than our parents. God calls children to obey in the Lord, in the Lord. See, what it's saying is that if parents command you to do something that's against or outside of God's will, children must obey God rather than men. Our highest authority is God. We're to obey our parents in the Lord. In the Lord. As we obey the Lord, as we ourselves are in the Lord, if we trust in Christ for our salvation, we're to obey our parents in the Lord. As we follow God, as we seek to glorify God, He calls us to obey our parents as we follow God. It's as we follow the Lord, in the Lord, that God calls us to obey our parents. It's kind of like when you're driving and there's a police officer directing traffic. So typically, normally, we would obey all of the rules of the road, right? All the traffic laws, all the stop signs, all the traffic lights. We're to obey all those things, right? But when there's a police officer present and he says stop, you better stop, even if there's a green light, right? And if he's waving traffic on, if the police officer is waving traffic on, even if there's a red light, or even if it's a stop sign, you go, right? So typically, we would obey all of the rules with our parents as well. When a rule doesn't conflict with God's commands, then we go ahead and follow. We obey our parents. We follow the rules. But when there's a higher authority telling us to do something different, then we need to obey God. We're to obey our parents in the Lord. God's command is always the highest authority because God is the highest authority. So even in difficult family situations, obedience in the Lord means making it your aim always to do what God calls you to do rather than what man calls us to do. Paul wrote this way in Colossians chapter 3. He said, "Whatever you do, do it from the heart as something done for the Lord and not for people." Or we might say, and not for your parents. So even as we obey our parents, we're to do it to please God. Obey your parents in the Lord. And this, when you think about it like that, it even extends beyond childhood. So I'm not just preaching to kids this morning. I'm preaching to all of us. Because as we've already said, we've all had parents. Even for adult children, although it might change in terms of how it looks, obedience is, as we've been talking about, showing respect, showing care, showing gratitude. When your parents, even your adult parents, giving adult children orders, we can still honor them. We can still honor them, as it talks about in the next verse as well. Because this is a timeless instruction. This command is actually goes far beyond what Paul wrote here. Look at verse 2. It says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. So Paul roots this command to obey your parents in the Ten Commandments. That's where it comes from. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Honor your father and mother so that you may have a long life in the land that the Lord your God has given you. It's the first command of the first of the Ten Commands with that has a promise fixated to it. So it's not just a cultural thing. It's not just something that we're supposed to do today or even when the New Testament was written. It goes all the way back to the first law, the first Ten Commandments. It's part of God's eternal moral code. And in that command, it didn't use the word obey. It used the word honor. Honor your father and mother, which I don't know about you, but to me, that seems more palatable just to honor. Like, okay, it's not really calling me to obey. It's calling me to honor. But actually, it's calling us to both, honor and obey. But even this idea that it's more palatable to honor rather than to obey, I think that's missing what it's saying too. Because in some ways, to honor your parents is even more difficult than to obey them. So we can externally obey very easily sometimes when they give us a command and do it, right? But to honor them is an internal tension. God's not calling us just to externally obey Him by obeying our parents or whatever else, but to internally honor Him by honoring our parents or whoever else. It involves not just going along with certain commands, but having the resolve to say, even if I have imperfect parents, even if I'm in a difficult situation, I'm going to live in a way that respects them, that honors them, that doesn't speak ill of them, even in the most difficult ways, being thankful for the parents that God's given us. There's a podcast online I catch bits and pieces of sometimes, in which adult children talk with their parents. Anybody seen this before? It's been coming up in my feed quite often. But so these adult children, I think his name is Chad and Haley, talk to their parents, Mary Lou and Bob, about politics mostly, about social issues. But they have this podcast in which they do that because they found themselves, before they had this podcast, just arguing with their parents all the time. And they didn't want that. They're like, I love my parents. I know my parents love me too, but we just, every time we get together, we argue about things. So they said, let's relegate our arguing to 1 hour a week. Let's hash it all out. Let's talk about the things that's on everybody's mind that we get together and talk about these things anyway. Let's talk about it then. And they said, since starting that, the rest of their week is peaceful and they just love each other and it's good. It's interesting. Now, I could see how that would be a way to honor their parents, even in adulthood. Rather than always getting together and having a grudge every single time, Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, just dropping by, they have an argument every single time. They said, no, we want to love our parents. We want to care for our parents. And we know that they love us too. Let's hash it all out 1 hour a week. And then the rest of the time, let's just get along. I thought that was wise of them to do that. You know, honoring your parents might simply look like refusing bitterness, refusing arguing, being civil, speaking truth with love and respect. Honoring doesn't mean pretending your parents are perfect or never questioning them. It means acknowledging the God-given role that they've had in your life and being thankful for that. I think if we could talk to Paul about who he's talking about in this passage when he says, children, obey your parents in the Lord and honor your father and mother. I think if we could talk to Paul about this, I think he would include more than just your biological parents too. I think he would include the people who raise you, whether that's extended family or authority figures in your home. He might even include your faith community, the community that you grew up in. It's this idea of respecting your elders, right? being thankful for the people who pour into your life such that they teach you how to live, how to follow God, even when it's difficult. It's talking about making it a point to be thankful for the people in our lives that we might not even want to obey, but ought to honor and obey because God's placed them in our lives for a reason. Because Paul actually reminds us that this command carries a promise. Look at verse 3. It's part of the Ten Commandments as well, but so that it may go well with you and that you may have a long life in the land. A long life in the land. It's talking about the very natural blessings that we have as we live this kind of life. The kind of life that says, I'm going to obey God, obey the Lord in everything. I'm going to obey my parents in the Lord and seek to follow the Lord and please the Lord. Even when we don't necessarily want to, even when we want to rebel and do our own thing, God calls us to obedience and faith. In general, respecting authority leads to stability, wisdom, and flourishing. We like to think going our own way leads to these things, but the studies actually show the opposite. There was a study not too long ago. There we go. It talked about the impact of child-parent relationships and the quality of your life, okay? So this study was like 200,000 adult people. These were adults who were surveyed in this. And it asked them, how close are you to your parents? How good is your relationship with your parents? Do you have this kind of honoring respect for your parents? And they found that in three different categories, if you had a good relationship with your parents, a good obedience relationship, honoring relationship with your parents, you were 150% more likely to graduate from high school. Now, that's not like 1,000, 1,500% kind of weird percentages that people throw out sometimes. But the political jab, don't worry about it. But what it's saying is, compared to the average high school graduation rate, people who had a good relationship with their parents were, I guess, 50% more likely to graduate from high school. Okay, that was interesting. Just having a good relationship with your parents. People who call themselves thriving in life, 31% of them said that they had a good relationship. Almost half of them said that they did have a good relationship with their parents. So 31% compared to 47%. People who were more satisfied in life. Once again, the red showing that 65% of them said that they had a good relationship with their parents compared to 45% who did not. So less than half. How we view our parents, how we honor our parents, how we obey our parents, the relationship that we foster with our children, this says is a lot the same thing as well. That matters. That matters for satisfaction and doing well in life. So the promise that was given that it may go well with you and that you may have a long life in the land is absolutely proved by science. How we treat our parents matters. And even when circumstances are broken, obeying God positions us to experience His blessing. See, God sees the struggle of children with difficult parents, and He promises His own presence and reward, even reward, if we honor Him in how we respond. Finally, one last thing, one last verse. In regards to children, God also gives commands to parents, specifically fathers, but I think this applies to all of us. As well. It says in verse 4, fathers, don't stir up anger in your children, but bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Parents, and this can be a struggle, need to not make it unnecessarily difficult for your children to honor and obey you. In a way, we should make it easy for them to honor and obey. Not that the commands are difficult, or not that the commands aren't difficult that we give our children, but that we're setting such an example of love, such an example of doing what's right in the face of hardship, such an example of faith and following God that our children, even when they're given hard commands to obey, should say, I want to be like my parents. I want them to give me their stamp of approval. Of course, that on the flip side of things means that we need to not abuse our authority, crush our children's spirits, instead raise them with the discipline and instruction from the Lord. Raise them to know the Lord. Bringing your kids to church is great, but don't let the pastor be the primary spiritual influence in your children's life. It's okay. I honor you. I honor you this morning. Don't let the pastor be the primary spiritual influence. God calls us to raise our children in the instruction and discipline of the Lord. That's for parents. We've all heard about Martin Luther King Jr., right? But you may not know much about his dad. So Martin Luther King Jr. and Martin Luther King Sr. Martin Luther King Sr. was also a pastor. He also taught his child to pursue peace, and not war, and not conflict, but peace, to be a leader in his community, to be a person of faith. And he did all these. He raised his son by modeling a life of faith, courage, and service, even when it was going to be difficult. He guided his son's heart to God, not by controlling him, but by exemplifying Christ-like character. Martin Luther King Sr. Was the man behind Martin Luther King Jr. Godly parenting is not about control, but about shepherding hearts toward Christ. And if we do that, we raise up a next generation that follows God and does amazing things for His glory. So for those who grew up with provoking or abusive parents, the verses that we read validate your experience. That's not how God designed it to be. God wants us to raise our kids in such a way as to glorify Him, raising them in the instruction and discipline of the Lord. And yet, you can still honor them by refusing bitterness. Don't let that define you. And by breaking unhealthy cycles to raise up the next generation the way God would have you to raise them up. And we honor and obey our parents not because they're worthy, but because the Lord Himself is worthy. And even in broken families, this passage gives us a way forward. Obedience when possible, honoring always, and trusting God's promises. Trust Him. Trust Him. In the end, how we treat our parents says less about us and more about our trust, our faith in Christ. You know, maybe this whole message this morning, you might be saying to yourself, yeah, but you don't know my parents. And that's fair. I don't know your parents. But I do know that God calls us to place our heart not in our situations that we find ourselves in life, but giving it to Christ. Allowing Him to heal our broken heart, allowing Him to mend the wounds that we've had in the past, and allowing God to be our Heavenly Father, who's never going to disappoint us, who's never going to abuse us. He's going to love us always. If you have never trusted in Jesus as your Savior and trusted in God as your Father, I invite you to come during this song and say, Pastor Chris, I need to know this Jesus.